3 minutes past 4 o'clock. Our work-at-home spouses getting the help they need. We've been talking about work-at-home spouses for the last few weeks, mostly from the financial angle. We've talked about how much labor they contribute to the household, labor that would be paid if an outsider were doing it, labor that frees up the other house or the other spouse to go and work outside and get paid for that outside work. And we talked about how in most households, when that money comes in, the work-at-home spouse is not given a say in how the money is used. They're kept in a dependent position, you know, where the other spouse treats all the money as their own. And the work-at-home spouse has to meet them and ask them for any money that they need. We then talked about possible ways to correct this situation. And a lot of you called in with examples of how you do it in your homes. It was really good. For example, someone said that he and his wife run a joint account for all money that comes in. And then they each give themselves an allowance from that money for discretionary spending. And I was really encouraged by a lot of what you guys had to say. You know, I'm glad to see that attitudes around this are changing little by little. So that's the financial angle of being a work-at-home spouse. Today, let's explore the toll. I saw, like I told you during the Big Three, a very interesting post on Instagram. And I want us to talk about that. It's from a work-at-home wife, what people call housewife. But, you know, when you say housewife, you delete all the work that they're doing. The right thing to say is work-at-home spouse. Work-at-home wife. There are work-at-home husbands as well. But anyway, she posted on Instagram, quote, "I am here again. Please, the pressure of being a housewife is too much, and hubby doesn't see all I do but comes home complaining. I need someone, preferably a doctor, that can give me a hospital that would agree to keep me on bed rest, or preferably write that I stay at home and rest for at least 1 week. Something convincing, please, with real hospital terms. I don't mind paying a token." End quote. Or more. So this woman is saying that the workload as a work-at-home wife is overwhelming. And she needs a break for 1 week. Just 1 week. But she says her husband doesn't understand. She says, quote, "Hubby doesn't see all I do, but comes home complaining." Now, if someone doesn't see all the work that you're doing, then they don't think that you're doing much. That's why I hate calling them housewives or house husbands. They are work-at-home spouses. But if someone doesn't see all the work that you're doing, and you tell them that you need to take a break, they'll tell you, take a break from what? Because notice that she said that her husband is already complaining a lot about how she's running the home. Comes home complaining, end quote. So no be one, no be two. It's a constant thing with him. And she, meanwhile, is frustrated because she says she's doing all this work in the house. He's not seeing what goes into it. And he's complaining. And she wants 1 week off, just 1 week. And obviously, he must have made it clear to her that this is out of the question. And this disconnect between them is so bad. And she's so desperate now that she's thinking about getting a hospital to prescribe bed rest for her. And that's not even the most shocking part. Here's what's even more shocking. She's not alone. Wanne, I told you she posted this on Instagram. I was reading the comments on the post. And in those comments, you had other work-at-home wives also complaining about being overworked with no breaks and also saying that they were looking for hospitals. And you had some of the women saying they'd already done it. One of them said that she had to do it so that her husband would allow her to rest while she was pregnant. While she was pregnant! She said pregnancy hormones were dealing with her. Guy, anyone who has been around pregnant women will tell you that those hormones can take a serious toll. It can come with serious fatigue. It can come with aches and pains. It can come with what feels like illness itself. So this woman in the comments was really going through it. But her husband thought that she was just being lazy. That's what she said. Her husband refused to make arrangements for her to take a break. So she went to her doctor. The doctor put her on 2 days bed rest with nutrient drip. Then he discharged her but prescribed 3 weeks bed rest. That's how she was able to go home and finally get some rest. As a pregnant woman. Now, did the house fall apart while she got that 3 weeks rest? Mba. No. Nahi. Nuh-uh. Her husband stepped up to do the things that she had been doing. But of course, when the 3 weeks bed rest were over, the pregnant woman went back to running the household. So that's the matter on ground, though. Lagos, come and chook mouth like Wazubia Ose. I want to hear your opinion on these two women's stories. First, the woman desperately looking for a way to get 1 week's rest from working at home. She says that the work is endless. Her husband doesn't see all she does, but instead always complains. She wants to get a fake doctor's note to give herself a week off. Then there's the woman who told this woman who put her problem on Instagram that she has already done it, that she did it while she was pregnant and she got 3 weeks of bed rest. What do you think of these two stories? 01465-7190. Women, I want to hear from you. 01465-7190. Do these stories, I wanted to say does this story, but it's not one story, it's multiple stories. I just took two from that Instagram post, right? Do these stories sound relatable to you? You can talk to me anonymously if you want to, that's fine. Women, 01465-7190. Men, I want to hear from you. What do you think about these two stories? 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, ma'am?
Happiness, calling for me, Sandra.
Happiness, welcome.
Thank you so much. Sandra, you're our voice. Please keep speaking for us so women are in trouble.
Okay.
That is what we go through every day.
Okay.
They don't even appreciate what we do at home. They don't see it as a work. They feel it's a responsibility that you should do it as a woman.
Okay.
Sandra, please keep speaking for us. It's a serious problem.
Happiness, thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Shade.
Hi, Shade.
So it's funny that you brought us. I was having a conversation with a friend today.
Okay.
And it was two friends. And we were plotting how, I say plotting because we're plotting how we're going to get one of our friends to get a break.
Oh.
And we were like, okay, just leave the house one day and just go to your parents' house. And then your mom will call later and say that you have been admitted to the hospital at least the weekend.
Okay.
Because she was so tired and she's like, she can't take a break. I'm like, but why can't she take a break?
Yeah.
You need a break. So hearing this lady asking for a doctor's report, I just like, oh my gosh, this is what we were talking about today.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if my friend is going to do what we said she should do, but, you know, it's a serious thing that a lot of women go through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's literally not much that he can do.
Shade, thank you very much for sharing your own true life story with me. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Candy Fidel. I'm the first caller in your program.
Thank you for calling today.
Yeah. Thank you. Concerning what you're talking about, I feel that it is an irresponsible man that should allow his wife to go through that kind of stress.
Okay.
Keeping a home or running a home is quite demanding. It's taxing. And it's draining. Being married, I have seen my wife labor from morning to night, sometimes I'll come back, she will still be on her feet. I will say, listen, enough of all this labor. Shut it down and go and rest.
No.
Men should be able to learn how to appreciate their wives and appreciate their labor. Because keeping your home, taking care of the kids, planning the meals, and making sure everyone is tidy up and clean for us, it doesn't come cheap. And so the men should loosen up, because if anything happens to their wives, it will affect them. So they should know that their wives is better part of them. So if they break down, it would affect the entire family.
Hmm.
So everybody should sit up and then understand that the woman is not born to labor and suffer for the family all her life. It should be a joint effort. The man should contribute his own to make sure that the work is easy for his wife.
Mm.
Where it is possible, employ a hand for her that could make things easier for her.
Mm.
When my wife took in her first pregnancies and the rest, I stopped her from going to market.
Okay.
I started going to market by myself. I started cooking the food, making sure that she stopped over-laboring herself until she delivered. Even at the point of delivery, I was there. Nursing the baby, most nights I said, go and sleep, let me stay with the baby. So our men should understand that it's a joint effort. Our women are not our slaves. Thank you. And have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
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 Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yes, Lope.
Welcome.
Please, I just want to ask, are these women, because I'm not trying to say this thing, do they really know their worth, those allowing the men to do like that to them? You get, like, is it that they are scared that if they don't do it, the man is going to divorce them? Because all these things, sometimes when I look at it, I don't blame the men, no, I blame the women. You know why?
Why?
If you know your worth, you wouldn't take nonsense. What's that? You're pregnant, you're stressing yourself because of what? Because you want to keep family? If the family wants to scatter, let it scatter. Go your separate ways. Which one is, you're going through stress, you're now going to the hospital to collect this, to collect. To me, I don't think those women, I don't know, maybe they don't have another job, they don't believe they can make it without a man, or they just believe they have to die in that marriage. Such a thing. In fact, they should be separating. What kind of... I don't know. It's the women. They need to work on themselves. Do better for themselves. That's it.
All right. Just lock by 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This is Stella.
Welcome, Stella.
Look, Sandra, I'm not surprised. You know, some of these men, self, in the first place, they just got married.
Okay.
Because they just want to, because of peer pressure.
Okay.
So it explains all this nonchalant attitude behavior.
Okay.
And then to the woman, so I don't even know this kind of desperation. So you need someone's permission now, because before you can have peace of mind.
Okay.
You need to get someone's permission before you can have peace of mind. Some of these men too, they are not into the marriage like that. They just got married because of peer pressure. So you want them to care. You want them to care. And it's the woman that is the woman that they are forcing themselves now. You are the one, you want to get married by force. So you are desperate. You need someone's permission before you can have peace of mind. Now, wow.
Stella, thanks for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, hello. Hey. Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Blessing from Bariga.
Welcome, Blessing.
I like your program and I want to contribute to it.
Go ahead.
I'm the first time caller anyway.
That's fantastic. Please turn your radio off, then go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be off.
Okay.
I praise my husband so much because even though I'm not pregnant, he takes care of me.
Okay.
He did everything for me.
Aww.
Even if I want to stress myself, he would tell me, no, go and rest. I'll do the rest. So I don't know how a man can be so hard-hearted to put a pregnant woman to go through such, I would say, men, some of the men should change anyway. They should change and have a good character with their wives. And to the women, let the women behave well with their husbands, because they don't know why their husbands should complain whenever they came back from work. They will be complaining. They should change and have a good character in their homes so that their husband will love them. Okay. That's my own contribution.
Thank you, Blessing, for calling. You know, when I saw that story, I kept asking myself, what could push these women to take these extreme measures? Why couldn't they just, like Jess Lokpeye said, tell their husbands, look, babe, the stress of this work is getting to me. I need some days off. Now, your husband, you can't talk to your own husband? Here's what the pregnant woman said about that. She answered that question. She said, quote, everything no be fine too. She's implying that if she had insisted to her husband that she needed to rest, it would have led to a quarrel. And I've talked to a lot of married women. A lot of them are work-at-home wives. And most of them are saying the same thing. They say that their husbands get annoyed when they tell them they need to take time off from work at home. Many of them say their husbands think that they're just being lazy. Because remember what the first woman said. She said her husband doesn't see all the work she does. And in fact, he's always complaining that she's not doing enough. Now imagine telling a husband that you want to rest for 1 week. A husband that already says you're not doing enough, that is always complaining. Somebody who's already angry with you because in his mind, you know they try. If it pursue you from house, Seth. And it really got me thinking, is there a disconnect? Do many work outside spouses not truly understand the amount of work their work-at-home spouses are doing? Is that why it is so difficult for them to understand why work-at-home spouses also deserve time off? I say also because when someone works outside the home, time off is expected. So if you are in corporate Nigeria, most offices close on the weekends, at least. Most work-at-home spouses usually work. Most work-outside spouses usually work from Monday to Friday and go home for the weekend, right? But work-at-home spouses are working throughout the week, even on the weekend. Some offices offer you leave as well. So you have a situation where a husband gets 2 weeks leave from his office every year. Doesn't believe that his wife should get any time off from running the home. Why is that? No, seriously, why is that? Is it because he doesn't see how much work goes into running the house? And does he not see the level of work because maybe he hasn't really ever done it himself? Or at least not for any long period of time. Maybe when he was a child, he wasn't called upon to cook and clean and tend to younger children. Maybe his mother and sisters did all of that. And sure, when he was a bachelor, maybe he cooked his own food and cleaned his own apartment. But basically, he was running a household with only one person, right? Anyone who has done it can tell you for free that taking care of a full house is a very different situation. And also, when you live alone, if you don't want to sweep your house today, nobody will be angry. Nobody will complain. You're not disappointing anybody. You're not causing anybody to live in an unkept house. It's very different from when you are a work-at-home wife whose husband and family are depending on you to keep the engine running. That is real pressure. It's the same type of pressure that some of us who work outside feel in the office. And so maybe part of the problem is that there isn't enough empathy. Maybe spouses who work outside and who understand the pressure of working for someone and needing to deliver and understand how stressful and tiring it is to work 8 to 10 hours a day are not doing a good enough job putting themselves in the shoes of their spouse who works at home for 10 to 15 hours a day, including weekends. And who feels the pressure of not disappointing them? What do you think? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. We've got 1 minute 30 seconds to give to one caller and then we'll take a break. When we come back from that break, we'll keep taking your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Hello. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
I've been calling you since you didn't pick my call. What happened?
Why are you now calling me on the female number? See the entitlement in this one's voice. So see what happened. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Don't call that number. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Sorry, baby.
I'm fine. No, yeah. Welcome.
How you day now, mama?
I day. You get 1 minute, 30 seconds, though. So sharp, sharp.
No, well, I see. Sandra, I see this matter we bring. And I so God will bless you. They say they nominate you for some kind of thing. Say, nobody, you go winner.
Thank you.
You feel me too.
Okay.
You go winner, no worry. Sandra, you see the topic we bring. God will bless you.
Okay.
Sandra, you the woman, and you know what you will be seen. Hey, mama. You know that you go now, picking every year. You know that this child said, they say to clean house, no easy. You go, they do, they go, say they know see. Sandra. He never asked, he gave one time when I enter post, somebody posted, his husband said, making wash car. Women, they get ready for that group. They can go say, hey, why won't you wash it? It's not your husband's car. Sandra, we women say, I won't do our own body. Husband say, make wife wash motor. You see this conversation? I would like men call. Because most of our callers will be men. The way they talk, you know that they are, most of them are doing this type of thing.
Nonye, thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we have to take a break. But not to worry, Lagos. After the break, we'll keep taking your thoughts. We'll keep taking your calls on the conversation. Send messages to us via WhatsApp as well. 080-959-75805. It's almost 4:25. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned into the show, it's 4:39 and I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we take a look at all the different barriers in the way of women. And for work-at-home spouses, it's often the toll that the job takes on them. We started off by talking about the financial angle for weeks and weeks. We talked about how much labor they contribute to the household, how that labor frees up the other spouse to go outside and make money. But in a lot of households, when the money comes back, the spouse that works at home is not given a say in how the money is used, right? They're kept in a dependent position where the other spouse treats all the money as their own, and the spouse working in the home has to meet them and ask for money that they need. And we talked about ways to correct that situation, and some people said, well, what they do is they run a joint account for all the money that comes in, and then they each give themselves an allowance from that money for discretionary spending. So that's the financial angle. Today we're talking about the physical toll that working at home takes on the work at home spouse. And I shared a story of a woman who was asking on Instagram for a reference, a hospital, a doctor that would agree to give them bed rest or write that they stay at home for 1 week. Somebody that could write convincing hospital terms, because her husband would just complain and complain and complain that she wasn't getting anything right. And she wasn't alone, because I also told you the story of a pregnant woman in her comments who said, that she did the same thing when she was pregnant. It got to a point where she and her doctor had to give her two nights of bed rest in the hospital and then give her 3 weeks of bed rest at home. Right. And my first question before the break was, well, what do you think about stories like that? And then also before the break, I was asking if a lack of understanding is the reason why these women feel the need to get medical notes to get days off. Is that the reason why they're not talking to their husbands anymore? Should work-at-home spouses be entitled to structured time off, just like us who work outside the home? Like myself, I'll go on leave and rest. You know, my partner will go on leave and rest. You know what leaves are about. Even people that have businesses, at least they get a December break. They lock shop in December. But even in that December, work-at-home spouses are working extra hard, because that's when you're receiving all the guests, etc., etc. Even on public holidays, at least some people take public holiday off and rest. Work-at-home spouses are working on public holidays. So should there be some sort of structured time off, so that it doesn't take such a toll? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. The first number is for women. The second number is for men. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yes, thank you very much for this topic. It's an interesting topic.
Okay.
Honestly, Sandra, most of the men, in short, most of them, in short, 98% of them, they are so selfish, self-centered.
Okay.
And it is, the duty of the woman is too hard. You'll be pregnant, you get pregnant for 9 months. Mm. And it is not even easy, that 9 months, you know the stress you go through just to have a child.
Mm.
You be the one to wash the man's clothes, you clean the house, you welcome visitors in the night. The man will not say, allow you sleep. He wants to have his own share.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, the little one, they can't even help you. They can't help you at all to do. I have never seen such a... It's most women who wants to die in a man's house. And that is why in this 21st century, I just like it. Because most of the ladies said they just want to become a single mother. Honestly speaking, I have a colleague. Mm. I was close to her.
Okay.
And I asked her some questions. I asked her, when you got married to your husband, what? He said the guy was squatting when they met.
Okay.
And I told her, because when they got married, the man wasn't showing interest, was highly irresponsible. They got married, the woman was staying in a flat. It is every year, it is this lady that will be paying for the flat.
Okay.
He will just wake up, drop 1,000 naira and leave the house.
Okay.
This woman will go and buy okreka, go to also pay, put children in school.
Mm.
And I told her that it was your fault. You were so desperate to have this man. Then number one, you would have known from the courtship, from dating this man is highly irresponsible. A man that is courting that cannot even provide one room for himself.
Mm.
You went and married him. When he had the first child, this woman went under a cesarean operation. He came to the hospital. You know what he said to the lady? He said, this is not my child. The woman was under that pain.
Huh.
He said, this is not my child. I am fair and this child is dark. He said, the nurses fired her. And I told her, I said, you're very stupid. And you still went and spread your leg for her. Now she's pregnant for the third child.
Huh.
I said, what do you mean? From that first day, I said, it's me. And then I will let him go. Let him go. What nonsense. Up to date, this man feels irresponsible. He comes home by 10. Once he comes home, hey, he will tell the woman that he wants to eat, or the woman will still go to the kitchen and prepare food for him. I say, if this is marriage, I don't envy this type. I said, I'm not Mario, but this man, there are men that cannot try it with me because I will show them the real person I am. I'm telling you, Sansa, is my first to marry. After that, Oprah Winfrey did not get married. And she's enjoying her life.
Hmm.
Condolence, Christ. These are powerful women of America. Most of them, they live their life. They are not under the bondage and the slavery of any man. What nonsense. If in Africa here, we want to bear everything because we don't want people to say, she got married, she cannot stay in her husband's house. It's rubbish, man. Rubbish.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Theophilus in Ojudu is on the line. Hello, Theophilus.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so I'm sure, Sandra, before you got married, you had a discussion with your husband as to duties and responsibilities and finance, all the whole works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I've realized is that a lot of women, I'm not trying to blame them though, they do a lot of work and all of that, but during the courtship, they do not ask these questions.
Okay.
Because, for instance, I'm the first born in of my parents.
Okay.
All of us, all four of us, we have only one girl. Okay. All four of us, all the three boys are highly domesticated. Like, we can wash plates, sweep the house, cook the food and all of that, do all of that.
Okay.
Even as I'm married, I still wake up in the morning to bath my daughter, bath my son. My son is just about 2 months old. Take my daughter to school. I'm just taking her home. Sometimes it affects me because I have to quickly do my work before 2 p.m. so that I can rush and pick her from school and all of that. But all of that comes because we've had this discussion, my wife and I,
right.
And we know that we have to, both of us have to work together.
Right.
A lot of ladies I have seen get married with the mindset of, we'll change the man, we have to learn how to do the work.
Mm.
But if a man does not do, is not domesticated from his background or from his single state,
mm.
how do you expect him to be domesticated at home?
Yeah, but that's...
Moreover,
okay, let's even say he's not domesticated, right? And she's doing all the work, right?
Sorry?
But let's say that he's not domesticated, right? And she's doing
yeah.
all the work at home. How about, you know, the men who say, well, I'm not seeing what you're doing, so why do you need to take time off to go and rest?
Well, that's why it boils down to a man not being domesticated. Because if you can, as a man, you are highly domesticated, you will realize that the work he's doing is hard and it's stress. For instance, my wife is more highly domesticated as well. So there are times, even as she has given birth, she still wants to do the work. And I tell her, even from my office, I just call her, come, babe, have you rested? She tells me, no, I said, drop everything you are doing now and go and rest. Because I know that it takes a toll on her. You know how newborns are.
Yeah.
At midnight, they wake up and they are cranky and all of that. So
yeah.
everything. So if a woman is to get married, have this discussion with your man first.
Okay.
If he's not going to be domesticated and you know you cannot handle it, do not get married to him in the first place, because once you get in, it's a problem. Moreover, if you look at this scene, Sandra, it all boils down to the discussion you have with your man. Because sincerely, for me, I cannot marry a woman that will not want to do things together with me. And that's why when I met my wife, we had this discussion as well, this long discussion about finances, about everything. And so everything we'll do together. Because that's together, when you do things together, it makes the family stronger. I'm sure for you, Sandra, you won't be soaring this way if you don't have, if your husband does not support you. Everything has to, it boils down to support. Your career, your everything, it boils down to support you get from your spouse. So ladies, yes, we understand this whole situation quite right, but it has to be from the period. You know, moreover, right now,
Theophilus? Oh, I think we've lost the connection to him. But thank you so much for calling. We've got Lade from Lekki on WhatsApp who says, I work 9 to 5 and then get home and work at home. I don't have any house help, so I do all the work without any help from my husband. I once told my husband that I was stressed and he laughed in my face. I then took a stand to take control of my life. When I am tired, I go and rest. Even my husband cannot force me to do anything while I'm resting. I did not come to this world to die early. Lade from Lekki. All right, Lade, thank you very much. Congratulations, Sandra. Our culture has failed. I'm a husband of one wife and a grandfather. How did we marry? Get married, go with a younger sibling to assist and just show some care. Do we cook daily, mop the floor, wash beddings, windows, door blinds, wash iron clothes daily? Fraudulent marriages that were not properly contracted must crash. No sane man can do anything to frustrate his wife, ask her to explain well, or say she has not taken a paid job. Sandra, you are an icon who will go far. Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind. Marriage is teamwork, Kendrick from Lekki says. Helping your wife is not a crime. Most men are not taught how to do that. Those who have conscience do that daily. All right. Hello, Sandra. For me, men and women should be there for each other, but the women should not take the ones that support them for granted. Why? But the men take the ones that support them for granted. So why should women take them for granted? Personally, nobody should take anybody for granted, but why is the message targeted at women? We've got Mark Paul who says, sometimes it is not all that is logical that brings peace and tranquility. I know, agree. Now, quarrel they cause. None of us walk in the shoes of these women. Who, despite the things they face, make their marriages work. Getting marriage advice from a married or newlyweds is never the best idea. Maybe let's have people who have been married for 50 years and above call in to give us their experience. It's interesting that we always say these things when it's marriage that is the conversation. But when it's governance or security or education or any other issue, that time you will not remember that you're not an educational consultant or a security expert or a governance expert, or that you've never been a politician, or you've never run for office. That time you have mouth to chuck inside. But once it's marriage, oh, you can't understand it. You're a single person. You have not gone. Well, have you been a politician before? Have you led a country or a state or local government before? How come you have so many ideas about how it should be done? All right, more messages here. I seriously weep for men putting their wives through this pathetic hell. These women deserve the break, and I think any man putting their wives through such are very wicked to allow such stress. These men are wicked and evil no matter what. I do the family shopping, both in the markets and supermarkets. I do the laundry and ironing for the whole family, even when we have guests, and I really enjoy these things. Honestly, I value and appreciate my wife so much. I don't care what people say. Women are not slaves. I'll always support the women fighting back. Enough is enough. All right, Ade, thank you very much. Sandra, my name is Gideon from Aja. Most of the women don't know what to talk about in courtship. That is why they face a lot of problems like that. Most of them are just desperate to marry during their single days. Well, that's why it's a good thing that we have the glass ceiling. If they're listening to the glass ceiling, now they know the things to ask about. So when you go on your first date, first of all, say, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and he was telling me how, her husband didn't allow her to take a break, because she's a work-at-home spouse, and, he's the one going outside to work. I didn't understand, why not, why he wouldn't let her take a break. And then hear what he says, and then you move from there to, what do you think about work-at-home spouses, having access to the money that the work-outside spouse makes, having a share inside of it. What do you think about that? Hear what he has to say. Same thing for what do you think about the rights of women, a right of a woman to choose, a right of a woman to inherit property, a right of a woman to any number of things, and hear what he has to say. And then, of course, put yourself first, because see, like one of the callers said, if you enter, they had to come out, because all the things that you're worried about before entering, people will say I'm old, people will say I'm not married, people will say this and that, you will not worry about, people will say I left my home, people will say I cannot keep a home, so it's better to not go in than to go in and then stay because of what people will say. Except, of course, you're the kind of person who doesn't care what people say, and who just believes in try again. Because I believe in try again. If the first one doesn't work, try again. If the second one doesn't work, try again. But some of you will say I'm too liberal. Let's talk about the logistics business in Nigeria on Balogun and Broad. Don't go away.